Farmers walk an agricultural tightrope. Use too little fertilizer and crops fail. Use too much and it washes away, polluting local water.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Traditional fertilizer dissolves quickly in water. If it rains, up to two-thirds of the nutrients can leach into groundwater before the plants can use them. This not only wastes money, but causes harmful algal blooms in rivers, lakes, and oceans. Growing food in space requires precise nutrition without heavy soil or waste, so NASA was looking for a solution as well. A Florida nursery grower, Ed Rosenthal, had an idea to fix the problem, but needed high-tech help to make it work. He turned to NASA. Using space-age polymer science, NASA engineers helped perfect a controlled-release fertilizer. This smart coating releases nutrients at a predictable rate that matches a plant's growth cycle. The formula was so successful that NASA adopted the technology for its veggie plant growth system on the International Space Station, and J.R. Simplot licensed the formula for global distribution. Today, the fertilizer is used to grow sugarcane in Florida, golf course turf in Arizona, and fresh lettuce in space. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA, and is distributed by WHRV.